Yo, C peeps, what up, though?
First of all, I want to thank everybody for the continued support of the CP podcast. Myself, Maya, Amir, Tony, and Brendan have been just overwhelmed with all of the support. Y'all the realest in the game, so we appreciate that wholeheartedly. It's a lot going on this week. The last episode that y'all saw was filmed before Teddy Ray passed, and we haven't filmed one since. I will be filming one. As you guys are watching this, I'll be filming the next weeks. But last week, I just was not able to work. But we have an episode for you guys that we never ever released. We kind of felt like we hit our groove later on in the season and decided that this episode kind of quite wasn't what we wanted. We're gonna call this episode the Lost Episode. So you let me know what y'all think. And appreciate the support. See y'all next week, man. Remember, always the questions, never the answers. Shout out to the Sea Peeps. Y'all, welcome to the CP podcast. My name is CP, and this is the podcast. Of course, always with me, with the knowledge and the power, Maya.
Hello, people.
And then, of course, we got Amir operating as the Zordon for these Power Rangers. Rangers, you are now live on caffeine. That's what he says right now. And we live on caffeine because this is a whole new thing we're doing, the live caffeine version. So shout out to y'all. Y'all are seeing the podcast in its rawest form. You know, we're talking about $50 popcorn boxes. I can't believe that you could say that so fast, so good. $50 popcorn box.
$50 popcorn box.
Do it again.
$50 popcorn box.
You're saying 50. Wow. 50. By the time I get to the fifth, I have to go $1 popcorn box. I can't do it again.
$50 popcorn box.
Faster.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now you put me on the spot. $50 popcorn box. $50 popcorn box. $50 popcorn box.
$50 popcorn box. $50 popcorn box. See, I'm not even $50. $50. Okay, fuck this. Anyway, wait, Amir, you try it.
Hold on, let me see. $50 popcorn box. $50 popcorn box. $50.
Thank you. No man can do that.
He said 50.
He said $50. $50 popcorn. What is $50? We know what $50 is, but you can't go everywhere saying that. You can't go to the bank. Can I get $50? They go like, sir. Sir, we think you're saying $50, but we're not quite sure because you came in like $50. So anyway, shout out to everybody else. You can win a $50 popcorn box. I'll make sure of that. And I will let you guys know how to win that. I was doing it in my Cash App back when I was broke. I need a couple dollars. You do that. I send you the 50. But now that's not the case no more. I don't want to be taking people's money. So we got to figure out another way to do it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who donated money before, you know, a lot of weed. A lot of weed during the pandemic, y'all bought me.
Have you tried the caramel corn? Popcorn or caramel corn?
Have I? Yeah, he got like 40 different variations of caramel corn.
So good.
Man, did you try the kettle corn? Or did you the cheesy caramel corn?
I only do sweet.
You don't do a little bit of savory with it?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, only sweet.
Jesus Christ, what are you, like a serial killer? You remember on, no, not like that. I know you're not, but you remember on Problem Child 2? When the serial killer that he was looking up to kept eating the moon cakes. Remember that? He's like, I want moon cakes. He's like, the guy wants moon pies. Whatever. Anyway, I don't know who remembers that, but that was one of my favorite movies, Problem Child and Problem Child 2. I just want to be bad so bad, but I was so good. I got on my fucking nerves. I never didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? I never was bad, bad. I wanted to be bad, like Problem Child. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, yeah. I used to be like, oh, he is going crazy. My mom did not play that. My mom, what the fuck? Nothing. I just was trying to be bad a little bit, but.
Nope.
Yeah, you can't do that with no black mama. Mm-mm. She'd be like, yeah, this is a good movie, but I beat your ass. You'd be like, yeah, you right. You are correct. You know what? You right on that. So, what we doing on caffeine, man, we actually, I got to get into these comments, man. Are there any good comments yet, Maya? I know you have them.
Someone came here to roast, Mr. Red Baron.
His name is Red Baron? Red Baron?
Yeah, Mr. Red Baron.
Ain't that the pizza?
I think so.
Yeah, it is. Nigga, shut up. You named yourself after a frozen pizza.
That's the most struggle shit ever. Hey, this is air fryer nuggets. Yeah, I just want to say I'm here to roast y'all. Yeah, this is air fryer nuggets. Yeah, air fryer dinosaur nuggets. My middle name is Dinosaur. First name air fryer, last name nuggets, middle name Dinosaur. Shut your ass up. Anyway,
people say things. They're making fun of your appearance.
That's all they're saying.
They say you have big eyes, but that's so you can see better.
Right. I'm an eagle. I'm the eagle of people. I'm the eagle of people. I can't tuck my eyes in. Who said this? Mr. Red Baron. Tuck your eyes in. Tuck your eyes. Yeah, shut up, dinosaur nuggets. And there's nothing wrong with dinosaur nuggets, but when you live by them or on them, that's under the bridge living right there. 4 or 5 dinosaur nugget nights a week, you are under the bridge living. Now, if y'all aren't aware, we don't roast on this show. I mean, y'all can roast in the comments all you want to, especially your little, if they're whack, I'm going to leave them there for people to hate, you know. And also remember to react too. If you like something, drop a flame. If you don't like it, drop a potato. You drop a potato, you can get the fuck out. You know, but on this podcast, we talk about like real weird stuff, right? But not even weird, just like, I don't want to talk about celebrity gossip. That's going to change. Right, all that shit gonna go away. You know, next week Kim is back with Kanye, or you know, somebody beat up Pete. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But the world is gonna be here, and it's been here for so many years, and there's so many conversations that we could have about things that are going on. My dad got jealous because he saw my mom on here. He was like, "Man," because remember I was supposed to come when my dad was here, but it was his birthday. He wanted to relax. We just announced the show about us. He was feeling good. I'm like, "Dad, we got to still work, you know." So I wanted him to come, but he has real stories though. Like, you know, my dad was telling me today about how he was a truck driver, and so you know they, you know, he still is a truck driver, but he drives like tri-county, like you know, tri-state area, you know, like he's doing like Indiana and Ohio, Michigan, New York, that little loop, right? And so back when I was in college and, you know, maybe coming out of high school, he was like coast to coast, right? And so he said one time he was in the desert. I don't even want to say what city. I don't want to get him in trouble. But it's somewhere where we kind of have always heard about stuff too. And he said that they gave him a time, not a place, to meet a guy that was going to escort him into a place. Mm. And he said that as he was driving through, all his electronics shut off, right? Everything shut off, right? Like the radio shut off. Only thing that worked was the motor, right? The radio shut off. His phone went off. It was completely dead. He drove through a neighborhood. He said it looked like a regular neighborhood. This is in the middle of a desert, a neighborhood where he didn't see a soul. Mm. He didn't see a person at all. Pulled up, backed into this, you know, where he's going to drop the load off. Right now, when you're a contracted truck driver, you don't know what your load is sometimes. You got to just meet up with who, whatever. He said, like, sometimes he'll have, like, he have phones, or he'll have, like, there's a new Nintendo Switch coming out. I remember he was, like, they was on him about that because truck drivers were trying to pick off a couple of them for themselves. So, you know, your truck was monitored, you know, shit like that he's told me before, right? Like, you know, you got to be at this time, whatever. That's that. This was nothing like that, though. He said that when he backed in, they told him that he could not look back. Hmm. And they had a military dude come in the front with him and sit in and talk to him to make sure that he did not look back to see who or what was unloading or loading. He said that they took stuff off the truck, put something on the truck, and they welded the truck thing shut, basically, and told him to take it to where they wanted him to take it to. They told him he would never find this town again. It's not going to show up on any map.
Okay.
I mean, and that's it. Like,
this was a contractor or this is U.S. government?
I want to say it's U.S. government. I don't know, you know, but of course, you know, they could use a third-party company you know what I'm saying, to contract you just to, you know, but it was like, you know, you just hear about stuff, underground bunkers that order crazy stuff. And you're like, well, who the fuck is living down here that's getting? He said he had a Fruit of the Loom shipment that had escorts. Like police escorts for these Fruit of the Loom, quote unquote. He like, nigga, it's draws in here. Why the fuck are they like serious shit that's going on? Like, you don't hear about stuff like this.
I would assume, police escorts, I would think drugs. That's my first thought, is that this is a cover for drugs. Now, really? Police, official, probably not, but unofficial, I don't see why they wouldn't escort.
Draws, though?
I mean, that's a good cover for drugs, right?
I mean, I guess. But you know, what's crazy is, like, you know, truck drivers, they aren't like pilots. Like there's a lot of mail and stuff that gets flown, right? There's a lot of cargo that gets flown, but the majority of it is on the ground, and the driver is usually not attached to whatever operation is going on. You're just the driver who is able to get this stuff from point A to point B. You're just the transporter. And so you see a lot of, like, you know, and it's just like, it just got me thinking, like, we are so worried about outer world shit when it's like there is not a continent on the earth or a country in the world that we even know 30% about for real.
Yeah, not, it's not out there.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not going to put it out there. They're not going to put all their business out there, to us at least. Someone else knows about it. But us? I mean, why would you? You open yourself up to get robbed. That's what I think, is that there's more information you put out there, the more you open yourself up to be robbed, hacked.
So plausible deniability. I don't know, so leave me alone.
Yeah.
But
we don't
want to
know.
That's the thing, though. These kind of things, I always come to this, these kind of things come to that, what you don't know, you don't know, and then what you begin to know, you don't know. Now, what you know, you don't know can drive you fucking crazy. I should not know it if I'm not going to know. I should not know it exists if I can't understand the full process of it, right? It's like, you know, UFOs, USOs. I need to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? Because it's not fair. Because, like, who named Earth, Earth, for real? If aliens came here, would they think to call this shit Earth? Or would they be like, this is rock number 70 billion? You know what I'm saying?
We don't know.
Who the fuck decided that this shit was Earth? Who was the first person to start saying that? Then, who named all the other planets?
So it says Earth is the only planet that wasn't named after a Greek or Roman god or goddess, and it could be English or German. It's similar. So we don't know, according to Live Science.
Come on, man. How the hell do we not know where the name for our planet came from and whether that's its real name? See, the planet Earth is older than the concept of anything being named.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's English, is in Earth. So before, we know, like, Latin, or it's terrestrial. So they had different names for every language. Every language has a different name
right,
for Earth.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like the original. There's not a, how can I say this? Everybody can't have a name for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is Maya. Mm-hmm. It's been established that your name is Maya. On the day that you were born, your name was Maya. People can't have, I don't give a fuck what language it is, right? There's not a, like, what's African for Maya? Or what's Swahili for Maya? It's Maya. And then you decide if you want to, you know, I'm Christopher. You want to take the Cristobal, because you told me that's what it means in Spanish. But if I say Christopher, you know what the fuck it is. If I say Chris, you know what that is. If I call myself CP, and that's what I want to be called, you know what that is. I'm establishing that. It's like,
but you're not.
The one thing that should not change across languages is the word for the planet that we all have to live on.
I don't know, because in England, they say you're called CP. Like, this is my friend. He's called Nick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not who you are. You can't say, I am CP. It's, I am named CP. So your essence remains unnamed.
Well, I mean, that's true. And then I've heard that in some Asian countries, the 9 months in the womb is considered 9 months on Earth. And therefore, you know, you get that 9 month credit added to your age.
Is that right?
I've heard that. So look that up.
Okay. That actually brings up, somebody asked about Roe v. Wade.
You said what?
Somebody asked about Roe v. Wade that was overturned.
Yeah, I got an email about talking about that. I'm not as educated as I want to be about it. And, you know, we can get into it a little bit, but it's politics, you know, and it's like, you know, they put the icks and tricks because, you know, this is, you know, this is shit that we can't control. And, you know, nothing is done with the intent. Oh, that's how South Korean age works. Yeah, so.
Oh, is that? Because I'm looking at a wiki right now. Okay, South Korean. Very good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, yeah, you know, there are a lot of different interpretations that kind of across the board, we should kind of figure that shit out. Even like time zones, right? Like, it's some places that just don't practice daylight savings time.
Yeah, that's going to get really inconvenient because there's some places that do practice and some places that don't. And it's actually supposed to work with the way the sun comes up.
Well, and with our chronological date that we have. Yeah. And so, you know, you do 24 years of not setting an hour back, you could lose a day.
I don't know if that's how that would work because didn't they always have it in Arizona where they didn't have?
I don't know. I just made that up right now.
Yeah, I think I was gonna say I'm trying to do all this calendar math. But you know what we could talk about is we don't have to go into Roe v. Wade specifically.
Okay.
But we could talk about when do you think the soul enters the body? Ensoulment, they call it. That people, different people have different ideas of when the soul enters the body.
Mm-hmm.
Other people believe there's no soul, so that's not even an issue. So we don't have to get into Roe v. Wade at all because that is a little messy.
I think that Young Doe, I did hear about some country in Africa that's going by a different year in time than us. They're saying it's Ethiopia, but I'm not sure that's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
But it is.
What year are they at?
95. They said Bobby Brown is killing it.
2014, I think.
Damn, 2014. They're having a good calendar. Ass time in 2014.
Yeah, they're on a different calendar.
What? Can you imagine 2014 again? I was a dog. And then they got 2016 to look forward to. You know how many Drakes dropped? Good for them.
Okay, so apparently they have a different calendar. It's actually 2014. Everything is made up. It's the latest viral obsession. Let me pull this up. So y'all can see.
Can you imagine flying over there, getting your plane ticket, and then you can't fly back because that flight took off 7 years ago?
Well, I mean, it makes sense. We've had different calendars for a long, long time, and then they sort of merged, and we decided that we're going by this calendar.
Yeah, I think that, honestly, I think that people toward the Northern Hemisphere should have a different calendar because technically this shouldn't have a shorter year. Like, Antarctica would have a shorter year than Mexico.
Oh, because it's by the equator?
Well, because it's by a bigger piece of the world, right? So that mass would travel a lot longer around. Meanwhile, at the very needle tip, right?
Well, is that why that the places in the far north, they have sun around the...
Well, that's why
technically Earth still spins the same around, like, regardless. It's just more of the amount of sunlight you get.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So,
but the sun doesn't necessarily theoretically determine how long the day is.
Right.
That's how we concept, like, the concept in our mind is.
Right, yeah, because the term of it is daylight, right? But it could also be day-night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour period.
Yeah, it's always 24 hours.
But is it 24 hours for them being... Here's the thing. 24 hours to what, though, right? It's 24 hours for you to get back to the same point that you were on the Earth 24 hours ago, correct? Isn't that what it is?
It's to make a... what's the word?
Revolve around the sun.
No, that's 365 days.
Yeah, it's for it to spin around its axis. Yeah.
On its axis, one whole time.
One full cycle on its axis is 24 hours. It takes 365.25 days for it to go around the sun.
And so you're telling me that on the very top of the Earth, it would take you 24 hours to get back to the same spot, right?
I'm reading that right now. I'm not expert in this. As a whole, rotates 360 degrees every 24 hours. So technically known as the North Pole is slower. The surface speed of the Earth's rotation at the top is slower than that of the vast majority of other places. So it's somehow rotating slower at the top.
I knew it. It's like there is a distinct difference between distance from the sun it's like, I can't explain it, but it's like the smaller the point on the circle, somehow it should revolve quicker.
I think what you're getting at is the tilt. So considering where the tilt
right, because it's not
the,
like
the spin is a little different depending on where the tilt is. It's like if you looked at a basketball, that bottom point.
Yeah, it's going crazy. Yeah. It's falling. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, so it's like, but it's funny because technically a ball is the same shape all the way around.
But when you put your finger on it, you give it an access point immediately. You give it a reference point to spin on. Everything else is spinning, but and you can spin that ball at any point. But that point that you choose to spin it from is going to be like the hot point, right?
It seems to make up for it by traveling faster at the equator.
See?
At the North Pole, the distance around the Earth.
So the Earth rotates the fastest at the equator and slowest
at the
North Pole. And not at the top and bottom.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I know that I may not be right with which one is spinning the fastest, but...
Well, you got it right that... It would have been different days if it did not it correct for itself.
Right.
So yeah, that's a good question. That's like you could if you were studying the sciences, you could like write a thesis on that and like get your degree.
Yeah.
By figuring that kind of stuff out, that's what people do. People are just like, "Hey, what's this?" And then they
and then like the whole idea of unpacking it using the rubric that they teach you to use about how to unpack stuff over your whole. You know, 300, 400 level college career. It's like, yeah, put it all into figuring out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how many skin cells we lose a day. You know what I'm saying? Based on a mathematical equation of how many skin cells you lose in one spot, which is a percentage of the skin. It's like people get degrees for the dumbest shit for real. Because it's a lot of hypothesizing and guessing into these science degrees. And then they get out there and it's just a lot of trial and error, which I feel like anybody could really do. A lot of trial and error.
I think the part that makes it legitimate is that when you do the trial and error and it continuously get the same results.
Yeah,
that's when it's no longer a concept. It's actually something that could be proven.
True. But what I'm saying is the process that it took to get to that fact, they make it seem like it's so technical and so deep. However, that job is about being wrong 99% of the time and being right 1% of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That like the whole job is about being wrong.
It's like well, if you have a theory,
right?
How can you? It's like, well, prove that theory then, that it actually.
They
works.
Don't want. Okay, so people want to support their theory and be right because yeah, it is about being wrong. But a scientist who's wrong, well, he's ruined his whole career.
Right.
So he's gonna even if he was wrong, he's gonna defend it to the end, and it's kind of slow down science.
Exactly, and it just feels like. It's just like a weird space to get a degree. And imagine getting a PhD in 1988 about technology or about medicine. And then here you are, still a PhD doctor in 2022. And you're like, Advil? What the fuck is Advil? Let me see that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it changes so much that how could you be a master of these sciences for real?
Did you ever see that show Rome on HBO?
Nope, because I felt like it was trying to be a fake-ass Game of Thrones, and we don't play that.
It came before Game of Thrones.
Well, I feel like Game of Thrones came out with such an impact that anything that ever resembled it, we don't play that. But go ahead.
Okay, so they had these people who were like doctors or philosophers, and their whole job was to read the signs. So they were kind of like they're learned people, but they were like, okay, we have to read which way the birds fly and that'll tell you what's going to happen in the battle or which way the gods are thinking. Mm-hmm. So like this was a whole field of study for like thousands of years, this person who read the signs.
That somehow got deemed ridiculous at some point.
Yeah, well, because we can't tell the future by which way the birds fly.
But that's the thing though, can we? Like... Who decided that we can't? And I'm not saying that I'm saying who decided that we can't determine? It's like, dog, like, sometimes when I play Call of Duty, I look at, they have birds on there, and I wonder, like, man, I wonder if it's a hack in this game where it's, like, more bugs flying around a house that got somebody in it, or the birds are flying. Like, I wonder how deep into the code they have everything mapped out. And so you look at, like, what's going on with our ecosystem, and you're like, man, maybe the birds are flying south 15 days earlier because it's about to be,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. Well, you could probably tell, or you could have some inkling of maybe weather patterns or something by the way the birds fly, but as far as how a battle is going to go, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Those things are like up to chance, and you know what I'm saying? That's like gambling.
Yeah, it's gambling.
That's all it is gambling, yeah.
And they didn't quite understand random numbers back then. Mm. Randomness is a thing that we didn't start getting till like the 1500s. And so they didn't really understand gambling fully.
Right. They thought like, oh, if you lost, the gods didn't smile upon you. Who in my constituents? Yeah. Have pissed off the gods. Like, nigga, nah, y'all just wasn't fast today. That's crazy.
Augury. The practice was known as augury.
With the L?
A-U-G-U-R-Y.
Augury.
And so I'll bring this up.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
And this guy got paid a lot of money, and that was his job, to be like, yo, the birds fly this way, or and the imagine liver. Imagine
getting that deep into that where it's like, yo, like, I mean, here's my thing. Don't ever think for one second that these people weren't eating the same kind of food and being dulled and being frequency deleted like we are. So they're in tune with certain aspects of our the creative space, and the physical and spiritual space was a lot more connected back then than we probably are now.
Well, their instincts, maybe before this, but their instincts would be more like animals and they could read them, whereas our instincts are totally dulled by distraction.
What do you mean by that?
Like, okay, so an animal. We're still animals. This is what I believe. I believe that we are animals, and therefore we have some sense of, okay, there's danger, there's instinct. So that instinct, which a lot of people have been trained to ignore, I think that more often than not, it's actually correct. Like if you see a person and you don't know exactly what about them you don't like, something sets off. You're like, oh, I don't want to deal with this person.
Some people be ugly. You'd be like, nah, fuck that. God wouldn't just make you ugly. The devil made you. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, yeah. Other people, you just don't have a good vibe about. Like,
the vibe.
You, like, you bite kids. Like, yeah. People turn their back, you be biting their kid. You know what I'm saying? Some people just, you know. I remember this lady used to hold our baby back when my oldest daughter was a baby, and her breath was so, every time she talked, my baby used to shit. And I know that's not a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I kind of got a shit too. Listening to this lady talk and smelling that breath, it just was weird. I don't know.
That's really, I mean, you're right. There are entire fields of study that just go by the wayside. Like, we're like, oh yeah, this whole field, which 1,000 people dedicated their whole life to, oh, it's just nonsense. Forget about it. It's nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Because it's just bullshit. Here's what happened. The shit wasn't right like 4 times in a row. And they were like, bring me the augurer. He come in like, what's going on? What the fuck is wrong? You specifically said the birds. Like, get this motherfucker. We're not going, you know, this is where argument came from. Because then he would fight back like, no, because you ain't said, motherfucker, fuck you. Arguing. Arguing. The Greek word augury, which means some bullshit. That's what arguing is. We just figured out some other shit.
Do you want to have your mind blown the fuck out right now?
Oh, my God. Tiana Trump here?
What happened?
No, what happened?
Do you know what the I Ching is?
The who?
The I Ching.
Yeah, like, you know, when you just got to scratch. Sometimes you got to wash your ass. That means you get the I Ching. You be like, my ass is I Ching like a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. No and no and no and no. Okay, so in China, mm-hmm. China's ancient. And this is our level of civilization. For all we know, about 10,000, 12,000 years ago, there was an advanced civilization that got wiped out. We don't mm-hmm. know. But this particular thing called the I Ching is 64 hexagrams that can be rearranged. And the thing about it is there's something to it. So the way it's supposed to go is you throw these coins, and it'll come up heads or tails. And depending on what you ask it, it'll come up with one of the 64 hexagrams, which is like, here's your answer to this. And when they did, Terrence McKenna talks a lot about this.
You ask it and then it starts moving?
No, you throw these coins and you're going to get lines. So let me see images. Okay, so this is an eBay thing. I don't want to. So here we go. It's called The Book of Changes. This
somebody say you're talking about an eight ball. DeMar, you stupid as hell. Go ahead, man.
Oh, my God. So I'll just bring this. So something like this. Oh, that's a poster. I don't want to talk about a poster. So basically, the lines will be broken or unbroken. And it's this super complex thing with a lot of different possibilities. And the way it works is we don't know. We don't know. But it gives you an answer. And more often than not, the answer is related to your question. So now we're going into, did we find like a glitch in the matrix where we can ask whatever? If we're in a simulation, it kind of actually makes sense.
I like the fact that their stuff looks like matrix code too. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. You ever wonder what happened to the Mayans?
Yeah, I wonder.
You know what I'm saying? It's like not one bone, not really any remains like that. Like a whole civilization gone. All their stuff is here. Everything they brought, right?
Did they go into the forest? They abandoned it? This is what I heard. That they had, I'm gonna look it up to make sure I'm not just spouting out nonsense. But that if they were just like, yeah, I don't like this civilization anymore. But honestly, I don't know.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, what do you mean they didn't like the civilization? Like, they didn't, these were the people of it. That's like saying, like, they just find a bunch of iPads and, like, where are all the people? You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody who dropped their fucking iPad, these niggas is gone.
Okay. The late 8th through the 9th century. Something unknown happened to shake the Maya civilization to its foundations. And by 900 AD, it had collapsed.
Somebody asked, you keep looking at it, Maya. Somebody asked me, I have a serious question. Do you believe in the Bible? I think that the Bible, like anything else in this world, is full of real facts and real stories. And also some things that aren't being told the complete whole truth on. I think that to trust anything that you've been taught completely and blindly is foolish. So I think that the Bible is real. I think that we don't know why, though. I think that the Bible is amazing, but I think that who wrote it is not up to us really understanding who and why it's heralded as what it is. I think that people who claim that they're religious and all of that are followers. Anybody who has any idea of, quote unquote, having it all figured out is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, anybody who knows anything knows that we know absolutely nothing. And you can spend your life searching for the questions, which is really the only way to spend your life, if you understand that there are things to know. You know what I'm saying? It's things to know that you have to seek out, and we have to break through all of the noise that we're in America to be able to really tap into whatever frequency is out there that's trying to connect and contact with us. I think that other countries are feeling it way more than we are.
Do you know about the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi text?
The who?
The Nag Hammadi text.
No, what's that?
So the Dead Sea Scrolls were actual, there were Jewish and Hebrew manuscripts that were found. They were found, like, it says 1946, 1947. And these were books that they're just like, you know what? Maybe this doesn't go in the Bible. And the same thing with the Nag Hammadi scriptures. So there were a lot of different competing sects of Christians back in the day and pre-Christians, like Jewish sects.
But that's the thing, though.
They didn't make it in.
Right, because, I mean, really, like, if you look at the Bible, it's pretty much like one movie. Think about a movie that you like and how that movie zooms in on one family in one town, in one gang, in one situation, got beef with another thing across town, and the Transformers is fucking with these people, and then they tearing up cars on the freeway, and Bad Boys 2 is trying to find Mendoza, but then it's, you know, it's like all the other people are just collateral damage. Those people have lives too, and they're going home to stuff that's going on, and they're not privy to whatever you think is the most important thing in the world. And that's always been the thing, the vanity of humans.
Mm-hmm.
To want to document our story, to make it be the story, but it's just a story. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because here's the thing, is if you can make your story, if your narrative wins, then you kind of win.
Right.
Because we're going to die at 80 or 100. But if you can get people to tell your story, you've lived on in a forever. Weird way.
Yeah.
Immortal.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not technically immortal.
You're not technically immortal. Right. People say that. I'd be like, nigga, I'm dead. I can't be immortal. But, right, you become, you know, just I don't know what it is, if it's your spirit or what. Like, somebody like Martin Luther King lived his life so important that he's immortalized.
Yeah, that's what
immortalized.
I mean.
Yeah, immortalized.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's a real good way.
You know, but his story, you know, they talk about, you know, he was a cool guy, but he had his problems just like anybody else. It doesn't matter. That stuff gets pushed to the back when you control the narrative.
So here's a question about the metaverse and all this new technology. So you have been exposed enough online that they'll be able to make a replica that is maybe like 90% CP.
Mm-hmm.
So if that, I don't want to say creature, I don't want to say person either. I don't know what to call it. If that being exists in the metaverse, but it doesn't know what food you like to eat, it doesn't know what porn you like to watch, it doesn't know your heart, is that still CP, or is that just, what is that, a replica of CP?
Okay, so let me break it down to you like this. I love how you said what kind of porn I want to watch, because motherfucker, we're going to have to talk. Call me. And I tell you what to search for. Don't be out here searching for bullshit. Somebody looking over your shoulder at the fake CP, looking at crazy shit. Like, nigga, we on this side of... Anyway, neither here nor there. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this. There are versions of you.
Mm-hmm.
This thing would be an entity. It would be artificial intelligence, right? It would be intelligence. Because, I mean, even, you know, the artificial intelligence was only a thing when AI was was not as smart as us. AI is catching up to just it being in synthetic intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I think the next wave is going to be, synthetic intelligence.
Maybe.
It's not artificial anymore. It's going to be synthetic. Means that Intel is Intel. There's nothing artificial about Intel. If 4 + 4 = 8, if a calculator says it and if I say it, it's still a fact. Right? That intelligence is just still intelligence. It may not have as much as I have and be able to recall as much as I have, because there's no computer that can compete with the recall of the brain, because we are a computer. This is a neural, you know, webbing of electrodes, whatever the fuck. But the point I'm trying to make is that fake CP would be a collection of things. It would be, can I tell you what it would be? It would be, and this is gonna fuck people up, it would be what you wish you were.
Mm-hmm.
See, the knowledge and the intel that they gain would be only on what you put out there.
Yeah.
So it would be a mirror of your social media interactions and your web searches, and you know, it would gain a brain through that. It would look like you through pictures, of thousands of pictures that it takes of you from different angles, you know, and it would be what you have put out into the world. It would be your brainchild.
Okay, so
you know what I'm saying? It would be your monster.
The CP that people have in their minds, that is not you.
It is me. It's what I've chosen to allow them to see, right? Like, before mirrors, we only could live in each other. We only had our opinions of each other, right? Mm-hmm. You knew you were beautiful because the room lit up when you walked in, right? So, you know, what I put on Instagram, what I put on Twitter, what I put on YouTube, things that I want people to view me as, I'm not putting up pictures of me in my pajamas or me on the toilet. So, you know, all of that bullshit, the shit that I don't want people to see, would be completely wiped out. This CP would not know that at all. It would only have reference to my flyest points and my, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, or imagine an AI of Kanye and mm-hmm. what he's put out into the media and how he would have to watch that monster be that yeah. monster based on how the computer would almost algorithmize his next move, right? I know I'm saying words that don't exist. His next move based on what his previous moves have been, right? That's what we're trending towards. And I mean, people would have to deal with that person. I think that would be the future of therapy, is to see your ego. That's what it is. It's your fucking ego.
It's your ego.
Ego alive.
So on the flip side of that, the most extreme example, because this is the most extreme, is that we only see the worst parts of Hitler and we don't see his good parts.
Exactly.
We don't see that he was nice to animals. It's right. He's all evil. He's right. The embodiment of evil.
Nigga probably could rap like a motherfucker. Low key, you get him to the hip, the hop, the hippie. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But it's like, yeah, exactly. You know, and so an avatar or a synthetic intelligence of Hitler would be this evil thing. And he would be very upset with his interpretation, right? Like most of us would, because that's not how I really am. That's not how I feel all the time. But it would be, my guy would be just a roasting maniac, loud, crazy, but that's not my 100% personality. However, it is who I choose to come into this physical experience and fight the world with.
Oh, so that is CP. Like we were talking before, like this person is called.
Right.
Like in French, it's je m'appelle. So you would say, I am called.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what, that is I am called. And your true essence was never known to the world. And it was never even known to you, perhaps.
Right. Well, I think that your true essence, we're always trying to fight against our true essence, trying to be this thing that, you know, trying to be the thing. Our cog into society. Our, you know, but we never really get a chance to, you know, admire our true essence. We don't even let each other fart and shit. Like, we don't even let each other, like, be humans for real. Like, my dog was at a dog park. He's running around. I'll tell you this story.
Mm-mm.
He's running around with this little dog, another Frenchie. And it was a girl. And she was like, had a nice little gray color. And she was cute. I know he thought she was cute. And then she just started shitting. And I'm like, oh, man, I felt bad. Like, damn, bro. I knew we thought she was cool. But this bitch just started shitting. And then he was still playing with her. I think he was even more turned on by her realness. You know, and it taught me something. Like, dog, we the ones who fucked up. He done made a friend. This bitch done shit on the first date.
Yeah.
We gonna let people shit on the first date?
Well, because she could show him, look, my diet is good. I'm healthy. Doesn't my poo smell so good?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Max was like, ah, hey, I'll tell you something. I like that bitch. I'm like, Max, stop. I like that bitch. She just mad. She just shit right there. I was like, hey. But, you know, because it really is a bitch. Don't cancel me.
Okay, so this is the last thing I'll ask on this.
Mm-hmm.
So in Star Trek, when they transport down to the surface, they are making a replica of the old version. So this is sci-fi. They're not like transporting Adam from Adam. In the sci-fi logic of Star Trek, they're making a exact replica at the surface or in the ship. And that,
no, I don't think so, because remember they used to die. Remember, there's always one person who went down there with them who didn't come back. He was always an extra. He materialized down there and he died. I think that this is more about the light that they were in, right? So that's like a technology.
Mm-hmm.
They were in some kind of light, like, and I think that that light was, there's a light inside of us, right? Like, it's like a light. I don't know if it's by our heart or what, but it's an actual light. Like, we are bioluminescent. We just don't know it. You know what I'm saying? But there's a light. Like, there's a light inside of you. So maybe they tapped into that kind of technology, that source light that could regenerate something, a person. And we don't know what. All we know is our laws of physics. We have to understand that there are obviously other laws of other physics. And when we understand that, we need to know who we're dealing with and what their fucking laws are. These UFOs coming down, and the shit be looking like a big ass ball, and it's flying this way, flying that way. That's impossible in the realm of what we consider possibilities
what we know,
to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you always have to be prepared, especially when we talk about shit like Star Trek. It's like, well, yeah, they have floated into a new Gekum. Shout out to XXX. Tentacion, he made up that word Gekum, which I really liked that word before he passed away. He made up a word, it was Gekum. He didn't really define it, but I feel like it is a vast, infinite area of anything, right? So, like, you know, if you're in that area, you're in that Gekum, you're in that wheelhouse. I like the word, I don't know what it means. But, it is his baby's name, right? But he also made it a word, though, before that. Shout out to the baby.
Because if there are other universes, which is only theoretical now, they would have different laws of physics.
Of course.
So, like, completely, because our laws of physics, like speed of light goes a certain way, this is divided by this. Well, they would, yeah, it would be different.
Our laws
there.
Of physics are really based a lot on gravity and mass, right? And so that's what determines like speed and velocity and distance and all of that is based on our weight. And, you know, it's just like, I'm not a fucking scientist. I'm just fucking, you know, so I don't want this to be some guy that actually this is not, you know what I'm saying? But
someone says there's no real proof of gravity.
Yeah, because I don't think there is, right?
Oh, man. Honestly, I haven't studied this in a long time. Fall. But it is masses interacting with each other. And yeah, it is complicated. There's no real proof of gravity. That's interesting. And I would need about a month of serious research to see if that is true or not.
But, you know, this is just like, it's one of those things where, oh, wait, my bad.
Oh, this is about the Maya?
Yeah, I want to know about the Mayans, right?
Okay.
Oh, the Maya. Oh, shit. Is that what you were named after?
No, oh. I was named after something else.
Well, you named after somebody who forgot something? Like, bring me Maya! Maya! I don't know. Okay, let's see.
Exhausted the environment around them, which could have happened, because that's what Easter Island... That's what happened in Easter Island. They exhausted the environment around them.
Oh, so you're saying that they migrated somewhere.
Well, yeah, because like when a population gets so big, like if they run out of food, that's it. Like food, water, that kind of stuff. I mean, even though you have a big population, especially back then, they didn't have other fertilizers. And if they couldn't figure out how to like, I don't grow mushrooms or they're limited to their technology. So if they exhausted what was around them, then that's it.
Can I ask you a question, though? Mm-hmm. How are they limited in technology when they have pyramids?
Pyramid technology, I mean, it's good, but the Egyptians had better pyramids, and they were still limited by the fertilizer they could get from the Nile.
Well, right. They were living in the desert.
They were living in the desert. But even the Nile has beautiful fertilizer, the silt that comes off when it goes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And their pyramids were way, way better. But still, their technology, as far as we know, I'm not going to be, you know, some people are like, oh, they had magnetism or whatever. As far as we know.
They had magnets?
I am not going to say they had magnets. Some people say they do, but I have seen no confirmation of that so far. However, they were still limited by that technology, like Newtonian physics and that kind of stuff. And I guess we are too. We are still too, but we're learning more things. And they didn't have like advanced chemistry like we have, which gets us fertilizers. And so,
but they used to like bury fish and stuff like that back in these old civilizations. You know, they had their fertilizer for sure. You take a shit in a hole and grow some Oreos.
I mean, maybe they took lots of shit in lots of holes. But even the fish, if they had to get a fish, you could eat a fish.
Right, but then
you have to get the fish.
You do the bones and the head and stuff, and you put that in as fertilizer. Not like the whole fish.
But oh.
you take like the gut to the fish, and then now you use that as a fertilizer. It has a lot of nutrients in it. You know, and then the fish back then, it was no power plants. So it was like real good fish, big ass bass. Who knows? Well, you know what I'm saying? But they left all their cribs and went into the forest. My dad believes that they got beamed up. My dad's like, what happened to the Mayans? Talk about what happened to the Mayans. And then now this is kind of boring. Like, oh, they just left.
So 900. I don't know if anything happened over here.
And but honestly, but hold up. But let's not forget, though. Let's not forget one of the key points about the Mayans is that the Mayans believed in the world ending. And they believed that shit was coming to take them the fuck on.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think that's when their calendar stopped.
The calendar.
Well, right. The calendar.
The Bakhtun. They had the right. Bakhtun, and their Bakhtun just ended
it
in
just
2012.
Happened, yeah, 2012. December. Right. They say that, but it's like, who the fuck? Like, why would they make a calendar to go to 2012 and then not even be here? Like, why would you? That's like us making some prediction about the year. How come nobody's made a prediction about the year 4028? Right? Based on what we've, you know what I'm saying? Like, how come nobody has done it? So it's like, why the fuck were they doing that with no computers, just stars?
It would be like the end of our millennium. So if we said, okay, the next millennium ends in 3000, whether or not we're around for it, it's still going to end that time.
Right, but that's different than saying like, right, that's just when the calendar ends. Yeah. The next millennium, right.
That's essentially what it was.
Yeah.
But they were saying that the world was over.
No, that's what we thought that's because their calendar ended. It. That's how we interpreted it.
But see how dumb we are? And guess what those people were? Scientists. The world was in on 2012. If their shit ended 2012, why the fuck were they counting in 2012 when they were been gone since the 1500s?
Yeah, for a long, long time.
It could be just something that they made. Like, it's something, you know, they do things and then, you know, calculate that kind of stuff or whatever. But it never meant that the world was going to end. It's just that I think it threw people, it was an interesting thing to think about.
Okay.
And people took it to the next place. Because I personally feel that the world right now wants the world to end. Like, a lot of people want the world to end.
I've heard some people talk about how the world as we know it ended a while ago. And we're entering into a new dimension. That's why all this crazy shit is happening.
Fifth dimension?
Fourth dimension that we will be entering into right now.
Well, time is a dimension.
Right, but we will be entering into the quote-unquote fourth dimension. I think time has always been a dimension, I thought.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so yeah, we would be going into the fourth dimension. All right, let me know if that works. Which is some other shit, like big-ass foreheads, probably crazy shit.
Well, that wouldn't be that wouldn't be a dimension of space. That would be an evolution. That mm-hmm. would be like when we came.
So then what would a new dimension of space look like? It would look just like this, but there would be like key differences that make it like, oh shit, we in some, like things would become visible that weren't visible before. That's what I always interpret it as, right? Like we would be able to walk amongst new entities in a new dimension. But is that not what that means?
Well, it would, okay. So this is 3D space right now. Oh, it would be like Escher. It would be like Escher. Okay, M.C. Escher.
M.C. Escher. Shout out to M.C. Escher, man. She got bars.
So he is an artist that kind of visualizes this stuff. And it's something that, like, I don't know if... We could be in many dimensions right now, and just we can't see it.
Time travel is never going to exist because they would have been came back. Think about it. If time travel was ever to exist, they would have came back and went, well, maybe they are fixing shit.
They could be.
Damn, they just not telling me. So that means that I'm disappointed in myself, future. I thought you were going to be richer. Thought you'd be in the know, but I guess we just be broke forever.
Yeah, I think it's better to believe that we live in the best possible universe. Here's a more of a, and this is the thing, is that we may be living in 4D, 5D space or whatever. We cannot perceive it. That's what I think. When you take DMT, you start to perceive other dimensions and you visually perceive it.
So what if it's not other planets, but it's just other dimensions going on at the same time?
Oh yeah, there probably are. So we wouldn't be able to see it because we wouldn't be able to. We only see what we know to be there. Our brain fills in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not useful to us, if it's not useful to get us laid or get us food, and it wasn't there with us coming up, then we're not going to perceive it.
So basically, if we don't give a fuck about it, we don't see. You know, you ever like start thinking about a car and you start seeing that car everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a good practice to do about manifesting. Right, just start talking about a car. Oh, I like this car, and then you'll see it all the time, and that lets you know that you can bring things into your experience by just introducing them through your speech.
Mm-hmm.
Just period. Just bring them in.
Yeah, because now you're looking for certain things, like oh, I was gonna avoid this berry, and then someone gave me the berry, and now the berry, I know it tastes good, so now I can keep an eye out for this berry. Assuming it's 100,000 years ago on the savannah.
But the fact that you tried to avoid the berry in the first place is why the berry got into your existence.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like you were scared of the berry.
You create the game. It's like, you know, today I don't want to automatically, because if you didn't want to, you wouldn't even think about it. But automatically, you're going to introduce that into your experience, which is crazy because it's like, man, I wish we could just turn it off and only think about what we want. And then the shit that we don't want, when we think about it, we understand that we don't want it and that we could put it in that bucket. But it doesn't work like that.
No, because sometimes we need to think about what we don't want because we do not control the whole world through our mind. We control a lot of it. The more free will we have and the more we're able to use our actions, the more we control. But we don't control everything. Like, people get hit with stray bullets all the time. They didn't think about it. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like they brought that into their existence. It was like, oh, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. They weren't afraid of the bullet.
Man, it's just like, I have a hard time feeling like nothing would happen. It's just, that's tricky.
It's tricky.
That's tricky because it's like, if that's the case, then the stray bullet theory would, oh, look, Tesseract. That's a real thing?
That's theorized of what it might look like, what 4D space might look like.
That's what I named my car, is the Tesseract. But I didn't know that the Tesseract was real. That's what they use on like Marvel Universe, the Tesseract. That's what like Loki and all of them were fighting over. Anyway.
So I guess this is how we have to try to visualize 4D space, 5D space.
But look how fucking ridiculous this is. Like, relax, people. Like, we don't know what the fuck we're... This is what you think 3D and 4D is cute, puffy pictures. Like, no, this is... It's about things being possible and visual beyond our... You know what I'm saying? Like, time, space, not just these fucking circles. I do like these Tesseracts, though.
It's an interesting concept. And then there's this.
Oh, yeah, the bagel.
Yeah. And something like this. And so unless we need to interact with that, like unless we are going to... I went to this this MAPS talk one time. MAPS is it's about psychedelics. Anyway. Mm-hmm. This guy is giving a speech, and of course I'm in the audience being like me. I don't know why I have to be like this. But then he's talking about all these different dimensions, and I was like, excuse me, have we ever made any efforts to map these dimensions? Because we go there. Like, right. We've gone acid, mushrooms,
here's
DMT.
Here's the problem, though, Maya. Mm-hmm. We would all theoretically have to go there and be in the same dimension at the same time. The problem with dimensions and this whole idea is that I think that when you break down your dimensional wall by taking different psychedelics, you prove that you have created this dimension and everything in it. And so has everyone else. So when you get to the core of your dimension, no one's there. Mm. And so you want to take these people with you, but they're at the core of their dimension.
So the dimension is within yourself. So it's
like
fractal.
The dimension, you have to interpret it. So when you break down your ability to interpret it, now it's like, well, you're really interpreting everything how you would interpret. We would have to take a trip together, see the same thing, have the same experience in order for that place to be a mappable physical place that is real. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I think we go into a what I like to call it a home screen in our brain. Like, we have all these windows open and we're always running from program to program and then we shut down at night. But when you get on those psychedelics, you release your brain from the task. And I think you kind of look at your home screen like, oh, I could, you know, this is how you interpret things. Because it's not like the upside down in Stranger Things, where it's like a complete opposite of this world and you can make this right. And it's just nobody has seen the same thing at the same time consecutively twice.
A lot of people see the aliens, see the machine elves consistently.
The machine elves?
The machine elves are like these little beings. Oh, I mean, they're going to look different.
Because everybody has different interpretation of them, right?
Yeah, I don't want to share my thing just yet.
I know, because everybody knows, y'all don't know, I'm going to do DMT. And then we're going to shoot the podcast immediately after I come down. And if I still have my brain, we're going to do the podcast and talk about what my experience was like.
So machine elves, Terrence McKenna said that he saw them a lot. These little creatures that are making the machine.
This nigga
go
in the tub with him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he on the toilet. Cooking.
What is he doing? Is he being cooked in a pot, or is he?
No, he's outside the pot.
Look at his feet. This nigga's on
he's
the
outside,
toilet.
He's outside the pot.
That so is a bathroom. Look at the floor. Look at the wall. That's a bathroom.
I don't know what's in the pot, but he is definitely. It looked like he's naked in the.
So he's kitchen, on, he's on
the kitchen shower. I don't know what's going
next
on.
Next to the pot?
Yeah, he's next to it. He's like behind it.
Okay. Well,
are
I
those
mean,
bees?
Bees?
Where?
It on the wall.
Like there are bees or something. Yeah.
Oh, those are bees. Oh, yeah, this nigga was wilding.
So that's Terrence Mc. So he did a lot of study, but he died.
Look at this guy. He died?
Yeah, he died. I think he died of brain cancer or something like that.
See, that don't make me want to do no psychedelics.
Have you ever done any?
Nah.
Oh.
I ate some shrooms one time, but I was just laughing, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing happened. I didn't see no Gucci sweaters like y'all are seeing up here.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't take it unless you want to. Yeah, so he died of a brain seizure.
Yeah, too much psychedelics.
I mean, people die of brain seizures who've never had any psychedelics.
My bad. I didn't mean to talk about the psychedelic community. I'm sorry.
No, the thing is, I went to the talk and I asked the guy, I was like, have you ever made any effort to map these dimensions? And he's like, no, if humans start mapping dimensions, then they're going to go start taking it over. So there's no effort.
Shut the fuck up. He just gave you a bullshit answer because he didn't know. He got back there. He's like, God damn, who was that girl? She asked me about the mapping of the dimensions. If they know that the dimensions are only our interpretation. Calm down. And it's always that mustache and chin hair combination right there. It's always, hey, man, I'll tell you what, man. We would go down there to those dimensions, man. And we would, man, you're talking about machine elves. You're talking about French fries running around, skin on slices of pizza, hot melted butter everywhere on a beach. Man, it's fucking insane and crazy, man. Everyone's there, man. Sammy Davis Jr., man. I'm sorry, I had to get that out.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just curious because I'm like, yo, all these Tibetans are talking about it. Everyone has like an idea of what happens on the other side. So I'm like, well, you're supposed to be an expert. What do you know about it? And it was a good talk. It was a good talk anyway.
Ooh, go to Muhammad Zeroni on Twitter. I believe him. Look how fucked up he right there.
Oh, wow.
Look how fucked up he look. Oh, yeah. What? I punch him in his shit. I don't even know why. Just poof. And then he'd be like, stars.
You look at that too long, it's going to kind of hurt your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Man,
that's going to come up in your dream.
Yeah.
Have you heard the theory that apes took mushrooms or
and became
our ancestors?
Humans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that. But I heard that it wasn't the apes. It was like the early Neanderthals ate mushrooms and started having questions about the universe. And then they started slowing down. Like, wait, why are we? Like, wait. They was like, wait a minute. What's your name again? It was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what happened. They were just kicking it. Didn't even know them niggas' names.
So I think it's Alex Gray Cosmos. He does a lot of this kind of art.
Notice how a lot of stuff is symmetrical as well.
Mm-hmm. Very symmetrical and also like kind of like repeated. It's like a pattern.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything is very pattern like.
Yeah. It's beautiful. But you also have to be careful.
Can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
The presence of those patterns lets me know the patterns speak man-made.
Mm.
Perfect patterns just reek of man-made to me because those patterns are our ideal, that's our ideal visual situation is symmetry.
Yeah.
That is like our ideal, like, oh, it's beautiful. Why? Because it's so symmetric. Like, we really identify with symmetry like that to the point where I feel like if it were a real dimension, it would be imperfect. And it would be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can almost predict that pattern.
Well, it changes, though. Like, they change and evolve. So there'll be a pattern, but it'll be moving. Math is symmetrical.
It is. And, you know, I mean,
I think to oppose your theory of the like asymmetry versus symmetry kind of thing. I think us as people are supposed to be in some way symmetrical in the way where it's more about balance than it is mm-hmm. about like perfect things. It's about having a balance. So I think that is why the imagery comes up as symmetrical because there's a balance. Mm-hmm. And if there is a balance and there's a harmony in that kind of way, then it would equal something that seems perfect, too perfect. And the thing is we've in a sense, somewhat mastered what perfect looks like with all the things that we mass produce.
I like that because I'm going to tell you why. I feel like you never hear people say like, man, you don't know how perfect you are. You don't realize how beautiful you are because we are always judging our symmetry, right? The symmetricalness of your face and all of that. But really, when you get down deep, deep into the makeup of the person and the atoms and everything coming together to make you a person, and how much has to be in rhythm for you to actually have all of this blood stay inside this body when your skin is really just a big ass screen door. You know what I'm saying? It, you start to understand your brain is trying to show you how perfect you are and your environment is, even in its imperfectness, right? Which goes back to the whole theory that this is a simulation, right? And I know people say that all the time. It's a simulation, but then you look at every 100 years, there's a this. And every, you know, in the 60s and every 50 years, there's a racial thing. And it seems to come from out of nowhere, like people that you thought you knew, and then you look up and they just ugly, racist, and it's like, who are you being? It's like we're like colliding with the past all the time. It's almost like the world is like just folding into itself all the time, and we're always getting these blasts from the past all the time. And you know, that in itself, just, I don't know, it gives me a little bit of calm to know that it's like, man, we might fuck around and just keep coming back because that's just what it is.
Have you read this book called The Fourth Turning?
No. I don't be reading books, Maya. You be asking me to read these books. You know, I do a lot of audiobooks. So if you got an audiobook or you see it, send it to me and I'll listen to it on one of my road trips or one of my plane rides. I digest a lot of shit like that.
Basically, it's saying what you said. It's like, well, he's mapping out the two of them. One died. Mapping out the events of history. And it's like every culture has a different pattern of history. And he calls them seculum because it's a seculum is 80 years, which is the span of a long human life.
Mm-hmm.
So he theorizes that, okay, when this generation dies, which just happened with the World War II generation, so they're dying out. Once that happens, there's no one left alive to tell the stories of this is why you don't do this. And then the cycle repeats all over again. So our grandparents' generation.
Can I tell you
mm-hmm.
what goes along with that? Is the theory that there are people who are immortal, who are continuing to all the time repeat this agenda that's always been like the world is like an experience, like a ride, right? You know how, you know, a roller coaster, you're going to have, you know, you go up two hills, down two hills, take a picture at that last turn, twist upside down, and you're back at the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy, a little teenage guy who's running that ride, you know, and if you step back and look at the world, it's like, man, there could be people, beings who are running this ride. And you're going to get a pandemic and you're 80. Then you're going to get this 80 and you're going to get, and then you're done. All right, come on, that was fun, right? And we get off into this new spiritual world. Like we got off this ride. Like, man, Earth was great. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what it feels like. It's like, it's the same thing going around and around and around and around. And we just get a chance to come here and live these physical, delicious experiences and then get off.
Well, I mean, that would, if we're reincarnated into the same family group, that would, we wouldn't have to be immortal. We would just be like, okay, the same person is going to come and experience it again, but a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if our grandparents' generation died out, and then they come back, and they're like us now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're experiencing it, and it's like, so we get that deja vu, like, yo, this is familiar, or we get the feeling like, yo, I don't like the way this feels. There's something in the air I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what it is, but it's just like, oh, it's because we've experienced something like this before.
You ever heard of guidance of direction?
No, what is that?
Your gut.
Oh, yeah, your gut.
Your gut feeling. But guidance of direction is G-O-D, is God. And talk about how you just know certain stuff, the way that you've died in past lives are going to develop your fears. And you know what I'm saying? Like your dreams. Sleep paralysis. It's so much shit, man. This is the CP podcast. This is what we do, man. We talk about all the cool stuff. And if it's funny, it's funny. But really, man, we just open in these conversations to get y'all talking at work or on the bus or wherever the fuck you be at about whatever you want to talk about, man. You know, like and subscribe. Make sure that you follow my page on Caffeine. Follow All Def. And, yeah, this is Maya. This is Amir, and I'm CP, man. This is the CP podcast. And, you know, the questions never really get answered, do they? They just kind of, we just acknowledge the fact that we have these questions, and that's just what it is. So, yeah, man, see y'all next week. Peace.